Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's what day it is.
Time to pay
Uncle Sam.
Taxes are due.
They take our taxes.
I want to get my taxes done before the deadline.
Got a bit of a problem with you doing your taxes during the show.
Nobody likes to pay taxes.
You want me to get audited by the IRS?
The deadline for my tax return is midnight.
Better get started.
It's showtime!
Yep, it's April 15th. It's Monday. It's Mike and Carla, the morning show with Morty, our producer. And today is the deadline. Tonight, midnight.
Yeah.
I don't think they line up at the post office anymore as they used to. And
no. I have some people who are still. If you owe money, I think they don't line up, but they wait till the last day.
You know, those wild and wacky morning shows used to hang out there and hand out donuts. And
buy your stamps for you. Yeah. When stamps were like 18 cents or 20 cents. Yeah, no, here you go.
Let me lick it.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on and put it in the box.
Yes, exactly.
You just have a donut and keep moving.
Yeah, there. That'll make it better. You're paying. Sure.
Won't it?
Why not?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Everybody survived the weekend. It was a great weekend.
Yeah, lots going on.
Boy, busy, busy this morning already, I'll tell you. We have a big concert announcement that we're going to get to here in just a couple of minutes.
Sure do.
Otherwise, weather-wise, partly cloudy, windy today with a chance of a shower tomorrow afternoon. High today, 83. They say the high tomorrow, only 66.
Yeah, I saw that last night, all of a sudden.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden. And there might be rain, too. Yeah. No, Mother Nature, suck it. God, I'm tired of you.
68 outside right now. Yeah. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Take your pill, Mother Nature. Listen. I've got news for you about Game of Thrones. How about that?
Oh, did you watch it?
Oh, I did. We've got a lot to talk about.
All right.
No spoilers, lots to talk about.
We'll get to that and a lot more. Showbiz news after the Steve Miller Band.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We can talk a little more about this, but Tiger Woods won his first Masters since 2005.
Oh, it was amazing.
It actually was. It was nice to see him on, top of a leaderboard as opposed to a waitress. Anyhow, a gambler. Some guy placed an $85,000 bet that he would win the Masters. This was earlier last week.
Yeah.
This was on that William Hill.
Uh-huh.
You can put online betting. 14-1 odds. Well, he's $1.2 million richer today. Well,
the return to glory.
Yeah.
Yelling Tiger.
Is that Game of Thrones or is that the Masters?
Or the hockey game last night. I can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. Tiger Woods. Yeah, $1.2 million off that $85,000 bet thanks to Tiger Woods. Good for him.
Yeah.
Elton John tells Interview Magazine that, that movie's coming out, Rocket Man, about Elton John. He said, it's really weird seeing somebody portray you.
I bet.
On screen. He said, I've seen a bit of the trailer. It's the weirdest thing, seeing somebody play me. It's hard enough to look at myself in the mirror and then to see a film about me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, or Elton John, as he would say, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And Kit Harington, Jon Snow, he told the BBC that, yes, he did tell somebody how Game of Thrones ends.
Ooh.
And that is his best friend. He said, but my friend James, he doesn't watch the show. He never has. And matter of fact, he fell asleep during the first episode of the very first season.
Wow.
I knew then he was zero interested in what I do. We were having a drink together and I told him everything about how it ends. And he couldn't have looked less interested if he tried.
I bet you, there are people like that.
Well, I was on Facebook Live and people were saying, I've never watched an episode. I said, okay, no big deal. You don't have to watch it.
Right.
It's okay. But
everybody.
Anybody you told something like that to that's never seen it, it's like, I don't even know what you're talking about, nor do I care. You will care about this, though. Guess what? Huge concert announcement that I mentioned. Well, Journey is coming back to Vegas.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Loving, touching, squeezing.
Don't stop.
residency over at Caesar's Palace. This is going to be throughout the month of October. Pre-sale Thursday, this Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Your pre-sale password, Vegas. And then the on-sale is, of course, this Friday. We do have tickets all week long to give away. We'll give out the first pair here in just a couple of minutes.
That's it, man. Does it get any better in Vegas?
So.
That is my painfully deep take, sponsored by Rebel Fitness. Get the workout you want at Rebel Fitness. 96.3 KKLZ.
Forgot to mention, already had a $1,000 winner in the 10K payday contest. It was Cindy Nicholson who got the call.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Thank you.
Yeah. Very quick. I think she's at work, maybe. You never know.
I can't believe it.
She even said she was going to spend the money on her grandkids.
Oh, well, all right, then.
You know what? That's fine.
All right.
Your next chance to win in less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock. We'll have another unique code word for you. Could put $1,000 in your pants and possibly get you that one step closer to $10,000 in the 10K payday contest. Make sure you're listening for that. Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up for the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Rita, you're a winner.
Yeah.
You're caller number nine. You got the tickets before you could even win them to go see Journey, their residency at Caesar's Palace. They're from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And we will have those tickets all week long to give away to go see Journey. Just announced the show this morning.
Yeah.
Caesar's Palace, their run through October. That is a residency.
Yes.
Quite a few dates. All right. 6:38. Last night, of course, Game of Thrones.
Oh. What can we say? I don't even know what to say.
Where do you want to start?
Well, first of all, lots of reunions.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, this is it. And they're all meeting up again, and it was a big, oh, my God, where have you been? I haven't seen you in so long. Jeez,
yeah.
Last time I saw you, you were this big. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of that. And I don't know. It was a setting up episode. They're setting up all sorts
huge
of things. Yeah. Some things that I noticed. Well, Cersei is still I don't like her. I don't like her. She's upped her game, though. She's got big iron epaulets on her shoulders now.
Even back then, they went through the 70s and
the 80s. Yes, they did. They, you know what? Things change, Mike. Some things come back, some things don't.
I have to tell you that I thought it was, there were moments where it was almost comical.
Yeah.
Some of the lines.
Yeah, and I don't want to give, no spoilers, but the dragons. I mean, we all knew that Jon Snow was going to have to ride a dragon at some point. And I'm not going to say how he did. But, because it was pretty funny.
I know.
It was pretty, I know. And then, as they're kissing and making out, you know, the dragons are like the two basset hounds in your bedroom when you're trying to, you know. It's
keeping an eye on him.
Hello, privacy, please.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, and we still don't know what dragons eat. But apparently, anything they want.
I thought it was pretty funny when Jon Snow and who is it? Khaleesi.
Khaleesi, Daenerys, whoever
they
else.
They marched their army into, is it Sensei's kingdom or wherever she's at?
It's, Sansa.
Sansa.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
and she says, listen, I don't even know. I didn't know, first of all, how many people you were bringing.
Didn't know how many people you were bringing for dinner.
And you brought two dragons.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we have enough food for everybody and those two things.
Yeah, and that scene was very telling because Sansa and Daenerys Khaleesi, they don't like each other.
Yeah.
They do not like each other.
And the little secret that was revealed at the end to Jon Snow by the little round library guy.
The little rotund man, by the librarian slash brilliant doctor, I believe.
Yes. By the way, I've been doing some reading.
Uh-huh.
Guess who you are?
Huh.
And Jon Snow was even a little shocked.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Yes,
exactly.
I've done some reading. I don't go anywhere anymore.
Wait, say that again? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. just live in a library, dude. Trust me.
So,
trust me.
We'll see how things pan out. I thought it was a great episode.
It was great. Here's my prediction. Not from anything last night. I've thought this all along. I think that Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer, I think he will be king. Arya will be somehow along with him. I've always thought she'd prevail.
Okay.
Tyrion will be along with him. I think that Cersei's going to go.
Yeah.
And I think that Jaime's going to kill her. And I think Daenerys, Jon Snow, one of them is going to die.
Okay.
And I think at the hands of the other,
That's just the first episode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that has nothing to do with it. That's Carla's prediction.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Management's prediction.
At the end, and of course, with the next episode coming up next Sunday. Boy, you know, Vegas is becoming a sports town.
Yeah,
it is. Over the weekend, we had our grandson. So Jody and I, all three of us, we went to the ballpark, Las Vegas ballpark. Saw the Aviators win Saturday night.
Cool.
And then, of course, actually, they had a couple of wins over the weekend, winning on Friday night, Saturday night, dropped the day game yesterday to Fresno. By the way, tickets are, you're right. Yeah, I know you said this last week.
Yeah, they're not cheap for minor league. But, you know, I mean, you get them in advance. That may change at some point.
Like yesterday, you couldn't buy a pair of tickets.
Yeah. Yeah,
only single tickets were available.
Right.
It's an amazing ballpark, and what an experience.
Yeah, I'm thinking we might go tonight, actually. So.
Well, you're going to see Fresno Aviators tonight, Las Vegas ballpark. First pitch, 7:05. Get there early. There was a line to get in.
Jeez, wow.
A line.
It's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Nice to hear.
So that's happening at downtown Summerlin. Vegas Golden Knights. This was amazing. Producer Morty went to the game last night. And they dropped the puck, and 16 seconds into the game.
Underway from T-Mobile. Nate Schmidt, up ahead, Mark Stone, right to the net, a backhand, and he scores! Mark Stone's fourth goal of the series! 16 seconds in a game play!
I mean, the crowd was electric.
It was crazy.
And they handed out those
glow sticks?
Yeah, the golden glow sticks.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
And that shot you sent me, that picture you sent me? That, I mean, it looked like the place was just rocking.
Yeah.
All right, so the scoring goes back and forth. Actually, the Knights were up, 4-1?
Yeah.
At one point, but this was the big story last night. Stone, of course, had the big hat trick.
And now here's Stone. Here's Tassie and Pacioretty. Here's Stone to the net for the hat trick.
Everybody's just going nuts. Now, did you toss a hat out there?
I didn't. We're so far up, my head would never have made it.
All right.
But it was fun. They cleared the ice, and they were about to get off the ice and start the game again, and people kept throwing hats.
Yeah. You know, you only have a little window.
Yeah, you do, and that only happens every so often.
Right.
So you want to get in on it, but yeah, it's like, damn.
And then they...
I like that hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do with those?
Yeah.
Ryan Reeves, of course, our big guy.
Yeah.
Tangled up and...
of course.
Who was it with? It was with
Evander Kane.
Yes, and here's how that went.
Here we go. Reeves and Kane are going to go. Reeves landing with a right, but Kane got separated. Now Kane comes right back at Reeves. Kane trying to get it with the left. Reeves missing with the right, but then landing. Off comes Kane's helmet. Now they're both helmetless.
See, you don't realize when you announce hockey, you also have to be ready to
go
be a fight play-by-play.
That's why they have their names on their jerseys.
6-3, the final game 4 tomorrow night back at the T&M. So good luck. Go Knights, go! Partly cloudy today. Maybe a little breezy. Chance of a shower tomorrow. High today, 83. 66 the high tomorrow. Of 68 right now. Few things we think you should know. Get to that after Tears for Fears.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Coachella over the weekend, or if you were a dad, of course, the Masters is for Coachella. A mobile shower unit caught fire at Coachella. There was a fire for a short while. Luckily, no one was hurt because it's Coachella and showers, so nobody was hurt. Dogs lick garbage, dirt, other dogs' butts, and yet they're still cleaner than most hipsters. According to a new study, men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs and bacteria than dog fur.
Morning.
I know. Researchers found that 100% of the men in the study had high bacteria counts in their beards versus about 3/4 of dogs. So I know. So trim them up, guys. Wash them.
Yeah.
Wash them like you do your hair.
I guess
wash
it's a good thing my dog licks my beard.
Yeah, I guess. Hopefully. Well, as long as you're not touching him, then.
Well, I got news for you.
Which is like, back off, would you? April, the worst month for robocalls, and today, tax day, is the top day of the year for robocalls. Scammers likely to call you today because everybody's on edge. They're not sure they did their taxes correctly, so we're a little more susceptible to someone posing as that IRS agent saying, you're going to jail if you don't send me a check. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Just let the phone go.
Okay.
Unless it's us calling it, telling you you're winning $1,000.
That's but not other a scam.
Than that, no. Other than that, just, you know, just let the RoboCop answer your robocall, okay? It is Monday. It is tax day. A few things you should know.
Carla, you had mentioned, you know, it's tax day today, April 15th. And 100 people surveyed said who they, you know, they said they don't cheat on their taxes.
Right.
Absolutely cheat on their taxes.
Well, of course. I don't, there's nobody out there who doesn't cheat on their taxes if they do any deductions or anything like that.
Or fudge, a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're doing a straight little 1040 easy or something, it's kind of hard. There's not much to cheat about.
Right.
But, you know, because it's all right there. But if you have deductions, you cheat.
Like how much charity donation, like how, when you went to, you know, like Goodwill.
Yeah.
They gave you a receipt.
See, now those, they cap you out. So you have to go over a certain amount. And it's a lot. So you take the standard. I used to deduct condoms because I would give one away at every one of my shows.
Yeah.
So I would deduct them and I'd buy them by like the 12 pack at Costco. And I remember one of the first times I bought them, I remember the lady kind of looking at me at Costco and I said, oh, no, they're for my job. And she looked at me again. I was like, no, I mean, they're for my work that I just ring them up. Yeah. Just ring them up.
If but I could just get out of here.
And I had asked an accountant if I could deduct them, and I could deduct them because that's what I used them for. That's what I gave them away for.
All right. Well, we sent our producer Morty out on the streets to find out what people were or what they were writing off. Maybe something that they shouldn't have written off. Here's what he came back with.
What's one thing you know you shouldn't have written off on your taxes, but you did it anyway?
A trip to Oceanside with my then girlfriend. Resort fees, restaurant fees, all the hospitality, everything.
Please tell me you at least got laid.
Not from my girlfriend, but from somebody that worked at the resort, yes.
What's one thing you wrote off on your taxes and know that you shouldn't have, but you got away with it?
The craziest thing. I got a petting zoo for my son's 4th birthday party.
How much did you write off on that?
$4,500.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It was great.
The kid's happy, at least?
Very happy.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever written off on your taxes?
I mean, me being young and all, I'm not really familiar with what things I can actually write off.
What do you do on the weekends?
Oh, I go out drinking pretty often.
There you go. You can write off your beer tabs or your bar tabs.
Are you freaking kidding me?
But I'm glad you ran into Lori Loughlin. We got my kids a petting zoo. $4,500.
What about you? If you're listening this morning, 702-739-9636. Those weird deductions you might have put on your tax return this year. Text or call.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, we're talking about taxes, of course, being April 15th.
Yeah.
You got to get your taxes done. So, by the way, I'm proud to say that I've been getting my taxes done early. I mean, right when I get my forms and everything.
Yeah.
My W-2.
Right.
I get them done. That way I don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
I don't know about
a lot
of people.
Well, it doesn't matter now. I did mine like last Saturday and I got my refund on Wednesday.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a small one, but yeah, I was in the bank Wednesday.
All right.
What? Wow.
That's amazing.
When you e-file, it's really fast.
Oh, I see.
It's really fast. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't. Please. Are you still mailing in your taxes, Mike?
You're fancy schmancy. I don't. I do it electronically.
Yeah, it's just easier now. If you pay for TurboTax or H&R Block, whatever, might as well take advantage of that. Some things that people have been able to write off over time. Listen to this. If you have a cat that actually, you know, if you have an area that you live in where there might be mice or something like that, and they're actually used for that to keep them away,
you
can write off your cat.
Wow.
Some people have been able to write off clarinet lessons because supposedly it's a medical expense and it can help correct a misaligned bite. According to orthodontists,
seriously?
They say this helps a lot. Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Okay.
Leftover wedding items. If you got, you know, duplicate blenders and things like that, donate them. That's a charitable deduction. Yes. And living right here in Las Vegas, I know a lot of people wonder about, you know, breasts when you buy breasts.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If they're huge and you work in the industry.
Yeah.
You actually can write those off. They have to be, it has to be a certain amount. It has to be high.
Oh.
If they are not, you know, if they're smaller, regular, they call those housewife, that's the housewife rule.
Okay.
Because those are just everyday breasts. So you can't write those off. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Who gives you the clarification? Who gives you the official word?
Well, it has to be. I'm telling you right now, it's anything larger than 800 cc of silicone. That's considered a working breast.
All right.
Other than that, you can't do it. Now, people who work in the industry, say you're a phone sex operator.
Yeah.
You can write off different things, believe it or not, like whoopee cushions.
Okay.
Because they make noises. Yeah. Lollipops,
wow.
Right? Because you gotta fake it. Anything that makes like a squishy noise,
yeah.
You can write that off. So, I'm in the wrong business, man.
Maybe.
I'm telling you right now.
Did you write off something that maybe you shouldn't have written off? Scott, what about you?
I have a friend. She always goes out and buys brand new stuff, wears it one day, and takes it back.
What?
To the store and returns to get all her money back.
Mm-hmm.
She saves all the receipts and says she had to use that for tax returns.
No, no.
As a write-off. And she gets an extra $300-$400 just from saying she has to buy work clothes.
That's actually really clever. That's really clever.
That's pretty smart.
Wow.
Okay. Dandy, what about you? What is it?
I know somebody who claims her grandchildren just so she can get a bigger refund.
Huh.
Okay.
And she's not the custodial parent.
Oh.
She doesn't have custody.
Oh, well.
That would be my oldest daughter's mother-in-law.
It's always somebody else. Have you noticed that? It's always somebody else.
It's not me.
No.
It's not. Here's the thing. Somebody once told me, though, that, you know, it's like, okay, well, prove it, you know.
Yeah.
Prove it. Well, of course, I got receipts here and all of that. So, you know, here's the deal. If you're on TurboTax or H&R Block and your chances of being audited are really low, good for you. Good for you.
Just get them in by midnight tonight.
Yes.
Just missed it. The key word, that unique code word that could get you $1,000 and closer to that $10,000 payout in the 10K payday contest. Miss, M-I-S-S. Still have a couple of minutes to text the word to 45911, or better yet, enter it through the new app or online at 96.3kklz.com. 806. Hey, last hour, by the way, Morty got a couple of thank yous when we were talking about taxes and write-offs.
Right.
And said, didn't know I could write off a pony party or a pet zoo.
A petting zoo. Yeah, I didn't know I could either. Wow.
So
45. Whatever. I mean, Jesus, is that what you're doing for your kids' parties?
$4,500 for a petting zoo.
Wow. You might as well buy them a car now. Jeez. Wow.
Get them the animals. How about that?
Z.
All right.
Wow.
They say partly cloudy, maybe a little windy today with a chance of showers tomorrow afternoon. I don't know, 83, but bundle up tomorrow. The high only 66. And it's about 68 outside right now.
Yeah.
Carla will have one more take on some entertainment news for you this morning.
Oh, listen up. Russ, are you out there? Nerd alert, nerd alert, Star Wars news.
Have that coming up, plus some other stories after REM and Losing My Religion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Swifties, guess what? Taylor Swift put a clock on her website. Ooh. It's counting down to April 26th. Oh, I don't know what that could mean. Probably new music from Taylor Swift. Now, one of our interns, remember, Alex was a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Big-time Swiftie, man. So April 26th, that clock is counting down probably some new music, at least a single release from Taylor Swift, okay. I would imagine. By the way, Game of Thrones last night, of course, premiered. Well, I mentioned it last week, the HBO Go app. Lots of problems. People trying to watch it all at once. Lots of problems. So my advice to you, if you have cable especially, just get it.
Yeah.
Get it for the 6 weeks and then get rid of it.
And that's how many episodes? Only six?
Only six, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of them will be about an hour and a half long, though. So
okay.
They could have probably stretched it out, but they did not.
Yeah.
So Mick Fleetwood, he in a recent interview, he told the New York Post, he keeps in pretty good shape. He said, I keep playing, so physically I'm always in drumming shape. I have to be. He said, yeah. I keep fit. He has a trainer. He trains every day for the last 15 years at least.
Wow.
He said, I've never really lived life in the craziest of forms. I just always have to stay in drumming shape, and we've talked about that. He better. Yeah. He's not a young guy anymore either. So
he's kind of a weird looking cat.
He's
with
an odd looking guy. Yeah,
physically, I mean, yeah. he's like real tall.
Yeah, very tall, and he seems a little bigger, and then like smaller
with those arms.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's weird.
I know.
But
yes,
well, what a drummer.
Probably in better shape than all of us combined.
Probably.
Sadly,
he's got a winery too.
I know.
So.
Yes, he does. And nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Whoop, whoop,
Morty,
whoop, whoop.
I know Morty has already gotten in on this. The first trailer for Star Wars 9 teases the return. It teases the return of the Emperor from the original trilogy.
Oh, okay.
The official title, The Rise of Skywalker.
Maybe the wrong sounder. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Should have thought of something else.
Lucasfilm says this will be the last Star Wars movie for at least a couple of years. So, oh my God, I can't wait for this.
Yeah. Morty, is this one that you'll wait in line or get the advance tickets? Or?
Yes, all of the above.
Wow.
I know that I won't be bringing a date.
Because he wants to focus on the big screen. And
that's right.
Be
that's
able to catch
right.
everything that's up there.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Quite a few parents listening this morning that have gone through this with their kids. Mom posted a video of her three kids because she left them alone. You can't leave kids alone for any amount of time. And her son, the oldest one, got a hold of a little buzz thing for haircuts.
Yeah.
Her son gave himself, his sister, and little brother buzz cuts. Went to town with the electric razor, and all his hair was just all over the place.
I will post the video. It made me cry.
Here's the mother talking about it.
I'm crying because Teddy found the buzz cutter. Eloise, turn around. Look it. Do you like your haircut?
No.
Now that's the sister.
Right,
so she continues.
Turn around. Why'd you let brother do that?
He said she wanted me to do that a lot, and so I did it. And wanted to
all right,
show
it's
me.
Just hair. Did you cut Fred's hair?
A little.
Okay. Honesty, that's good. It's just hair. It grows back. Okay?
This little girl has like kind of little pigtails in the front.
Yeah.
And then the back of her head's all shaved. So...
reverse mullet
again.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, you and everybody says, oh, you gotta watch your kids. Well, how many times do your kids get the crayons?
Yeah.
And guess what's on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Do they get, you know, something? A perfume, guess what's on the floor? You know?
I've told this story before, Nicole and Kelly, when they were real small.
Yeah.
Nicole was always the one really in trouble,
mm-hmm.
even as a child. But Kelly, somehow, with her new headboards, I got them for their beds.
Right.
She felt that she needed to carve in certain things with a screwdriver.
Oh, I'd have done that. Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And I'm just, I said, are you kidding me? And Nick's sitting there, even as a young girl, a little child.
Right.
Going, about time Kelly gets in trouble.
Yeah.
And well, I looked at Nicole and I said, and what are you doing?
Yeah.
She goes, Dad, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
I said, exactly. You're the oldest sister. Should not allow this to happen. You should know better.
Oh, please.
See, and of course, Nick.
Yeah.
Look at, I'm not even doing anything and I get in trouble.
Everybody's got that. My little niece that just got married, she chewed all my mom's gum once. She climbed up in the closet. Yeah. To get all of her gum out of her purse. And she, my mom said, Angela, what are you doing? She said, Noni, you should have put it higher up, Dad.
Yeah. It's yeah. your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Oh, what a cute story. All right. AC/DC.
Excellent.
It's everything totally 80s.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
With the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we're celebrating with MJ Christensen and their 80th anniversary in business. So we have a $100 gift card to give away to MJ Christensen and a pair of tickets to go see Def Leppard. Hits Vegas, the Sin City Residency over at Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. Your tickets are going to be for August 20th. So are we going to do the pyramid game?
Yeah. Actually, today we're going to do, Mike, the answer is always C we're going to do today.
Oh, okay.
But you got to get 3 out of 3.
Okay. Has everything to do with the 80s.
All 80s.
So we'll start with caller number 9. Get through news and weather. Then we'll start with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Dan, it's called Everything 80s. We're celebrating with MJ Christensen. And, of course, you have a chance to win these tickets for Def Leppard. Here you go. 3 out of 3, and you're a winner. It's a round of The Answer Is Always C.
Dan, you had to collect all the different colors of this spiky rubber ball. Was it the smoosh ball, the douche ball, or C, the koosh ball?
You know what? I'll go with C.
Yes.
There you go.
The koosh ball.
There you go.
Number 2.
A little scared about the B answer there. So.
Okay.
Well, you should be, Dan. Dan, this popular men's haircut was business in the front, party in the back. Was it A, the mohawk, B, the bowl cut, or C, the mullet?
I'll definitely go with C on that one.
Yes. God, and it was awful. Just awful. And I know it was popular, but it was awful.
I had one.
I know you did. Most guys did.
I remember yours, Mike.
Thank you. I pushed mine into the 90s.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Good for you, but you know what? I'm not wearing this thing out, man. No, I'm hanging on to
it. I'm committed. All right, third and final question. Here you go.
Oh, I have one still. Suzanne Summers gave us this interesting workout item. Is it A, the gut buster, B, the calf blaster, or C, the thigh master?
I'll go with the thigh master.
Yeah, I got it right on the desk.
Dan, you're a big winner. You got the $100 gift card to MJ Christensen Diamonds to celebrate their 80th anniversary in business and a couple of tickets for Def Leppard from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you very much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy in Tennessee went to an underground strip club last week, got into an argument with a guy who was wearing a patch. I don't know why that's important in this story, but they put it in there. The guy with the patch, the eye patch, hit the guy in the head with a vodka bottle 10 times.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Must have been some brawl.
Wow. Okay.
And was arrested for aggravated assault with the guy with the eye patch.
Jeez.
Why would you duke it out with a guy with an eye patch?
Oh, wow. Okay.
A couple in Ohio got annoyed by a group of teachers protesting across the street from their house. They live across from an elementary school, and the teachers have been on strike for weeks. So people have been honking their horns in support as they drive by. And this bothers the people living in the house.
I would think so. I guess they would. Damn teachers! Listen to the ruckus.
So here's what these people, teachers. The couple baked the teacher some cookies, but they put laxatives in the cookies. And they got busted because they filmed themselves making the cookies and put it on Facebook before they gave the cookies away.
I can't.
So they
can't
got busted, and now they're
I can't.
Deep doo-doo.
People are the worst. Well, so to speak. They were the only ones in the deep doo-doo. Wow. People are the worst.
The honking of the horns going by our house, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't take it anymore.
All right, then. Whatever. These are not nearly as bad, Mike. There's a guy on an American Airlines flight, though. He just was randomly touching the faces of passengers. He was just going up and touching them on the face. Some people got really upset about it.
I can imagine.
Others said, you know what? I'm still going to vote for Joe Biden if he runs.
Okay.
I'm here all week, unfortunately.
Is that leftover
from Friday night? I'll have to tell you about that one. That was interesting. Oh,
showcase?
Oh, it was great. We'll catch up with that one. That might be my good news story, actually.
Really?
Wow, lucky us.
And listen to this restaurant. They are serving like an $11 bowl of organic berries. They have a pan-seared salmon.
Wow.
They have a 16-ounce ribeye, $42.
Oh.
Sliced apples and carrots you can get if you're kind of watching your weight.
Yeah.
It's called the Wilson in Chelsea in New York. It's for dogs, by the way.
Oh.
And that's their diet menu for dogs. I'm telling you right now, I get out of this radio business, I am opening something for dogs. I don't care what it's going to be, a little doggy cafe, a little kitty hotel, whatever it
something.
Is. Yes, because
like
that is where the money is. Yes, that's exactly
where you can dance
it.
With your dog. You know, as a kid, I had a dog as a kid.
Yeah.
You get him on your hind legs, you dance with them.
I'm going to open a real pussycat lounge, I'm telling you right now, okay? That's what I'm doing. Radio, bye-bye. Welcome to the pussycat lounge. Meow!
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
And I can joke around. This is just a fun story. After, you know, Game of Thrones premiere last night, the Michigan police, this was in Bath Township in Michigan, they canceled crime last night between 8 p.m. and midnight because Game of Thrones was on. They sent out a memo, police update, just a reminder that no crime shall be committed on Sundays between 8 p.m. and midnight until Game of Thrones is over.
Wow.
We require that block of time to be distraction-free.
Yeah.
Also, spoilers are justifiable for tooth smooches by the officers. And then they went on to say, hey, Michigan State University Police Department and Michigan State Police, we should have gotten together and had a party to watch the premiere and afterwards broken our own rule by calling East Lansing Police Department and telling them all the spoilers because they're a little later. That time zone is a little bit late.
Oh, that's right.
So they
they could have caught the East Coast feed.
Yes. And dumped it on them and ruined it for all of them. And I just thought it was cute that a lot of people into Game of Thrones and whatever show it is, I thought it was cool that they did this.
Guys, they could have some fun with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wonder if it worked, though. I wonder if the criminals in
I'm actually going to follow up and just see if they all just sit down, man. Don't, Bob, no, put that down. We're not breaking in right now. Okay,
not to mention.
Police are watching Game of Thrones.
So are we. We don't have time for this. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Make sure you submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush coming in about 20 minutes. We'll have a new code word for you. Get you closer to that $10,000 payoff in the 10K payday contest. Put $1,000 in your pants. Make sure you're listening for that. A couple of things to recap the show. Game of Thrones, as we were talking about. Boy, you know what? When you first told me this a while ago, mm-hmm. I mean seasons ago.
Right.
I kind of thought, but didn't know really, but I'm starting to think you hit the nail on the head. We found out that Morty's beard You know what? You got to wash it or shave it off. Shave it off for charity.
Oh, there you go.
I would.
There you go.
That might be.
I cut my hair for charity.
Okay, because we found out a lot of beards have a lot of germs in them and stuff like that.
I'd be careful, Marty.
And mom and dad, don't leave your kids alone, especially if they have the buzz shaver right next to them and... And the siblings are there and need a haircut because it never works out.
Oh, I love that story. It's just, for me, it's precious.
Yes. You used to shave off the hair of your dolls.
Yeah, I used to shave all my, I cut the troll hair. I cut, I cut John Lennon's hair, too. Yeah, I had the Beatles dolls.
Back?
No, didn't grow back at all. By the way, I still have Ringo and Paul. Whatever.
Well, they have those butch haircuts.
Yes, exactly.
All right, listen.
Look like Marines.
Yes, we're back tomorrow. Have a great day.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.